Right, this is Alan Dolby from Radio Way, and I've got a representative of Rotary International with me at the Black Cherry Fair. What's your name?
Hi, it's Toby Athersuch.
And what's your role this year?
So, I'm currently the president of Chertsey Rotary Club, which is obviously a local club, part of the wider Rotary International. And so we have an annual term as president, so I've sort of taking my role, as it were, for the year to, you know, take some kind of direction in the club, try to, you know, propose some things we might do over the year, and obviously with the support of you know, the club and others acting in support of our club, yeah, do sort of good things in the local community.
And are you just choosing what events you're going to sponsor or anything at all this year?
So we have a selection of events that we run, you know, we've run regularly over many, many years. Probably the one that everybody will remember or knows of is the Santa Sleigh. Sort of traditionally, Rotary clubs, local Rotary clubs will, you know, have a Santa Sleigh, take that out into the community and, you know, for the children and so on around Christmas time. So that's a really popular one. And we're currently standing in the Black Cherry Fair, which is a historic fair that's run in Chertsey, and it's actually organised by affiliated, well, set up by the Black Cherry Fair Committee, which was set up by Rotarians, I believe, and is affiliated with the Chertsey Club. So it's quite an event, obviously, right here. So those are probably the two things that people will you know, resonate with the most around here.
And how do you normally sort of fundraise for providing money to charities and that sort of thing?
So that's a good question, actually. So obviously, you know, people's generosity, in general, donations that they might make to the club. The Santa sleigh that we take out every Christmas, that's a really good fundraiser, because obviously we go out around the town, everywhere very visible, and people can make donations that way. In other ways, we'll take online donations. We make our own donations through our subscription, and, you know, basically putting our hand in our own pocket as club members to fund things. And through, I guess, challenge and fundraising activities. So, for example, several years ago, I was involved in a sort of personal challenge. I did a sort of really long walk, right? You know, a long walk in support of the Ukraine crisis appeal that was set up by the National Rotary organisation to support Ukraine. So, you know, obviously personal sponsorship gets rolled into that kind of wider fundraising that we do. So, yeah, that's kind of the main ways we raise money locally. But then nationally, some of those, as I mentioned, we do pay small subscription to be part of Rotary. Some of those subs go into a sort of wider pot within the district or within the national funds, which can be given out as grants to help community projects, either locally or around the world.
How do people apply for a grant? How do they get in contact?
So what we normally do is, well, we have a really good relationship with lots of local charities, and normally what we'll do if people are looking to just explain what their charity's doing or make a direct appeal for funds, either just come directly to us, you know, you can come through the website or call one of us up, maybe contact our secretary, details are online. But often it's the case that, you know, we have, say, a local charity will come and make a presentation. We meet once a month for a sort of informal dinner. And they can come and present at that dinner and get the attention of all the members of the club, have a really nice conversation about, you know, dig into the details of what the charity's doing and help us get our awareness up. But obviously gives us a good opportunity then to say, okay, when we meet in our kind of business meetings, we can say, you know, how could we support this club? Can we make a direct donation? Can we come and help at an event? Things like that. So basically get in contact and we'll see what we can do. Obviously we're not a limitless funds, you know, it's just a small number of people, but I think what we can do can have quite a big impact, particularly for smaller local charities, of which we help many every year.
Thank you very much, Toby.
Thanks, Alan. Great to talk to you. Cheers.